舍近看婆媳的关系。
This afternoon we continue the study of the book of Ruth, and we focus on the relationship between in-laws.
因为我们教会的读经进度呢，最近读完了路德记。
According to our Bible reading schedule, we have recently finished reading the book of Ruth.
我们先打开马太福音的第一章。
Let's first turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
马太福音第一章第五节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 5.
马太福音第一章第五节
Matthew 1:5
撒门从拉哈士生波阿斯波阿斯从路德士生俄比德俄比德生耶西耶西生大卫王
Verse 5 and 6 Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab Boaz begot Obed by Ruth Obed begot Jesse and Jesse begot David the king
这是主耶稣基督的家谱
This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督来到世上拯救世人。
When the Lord Jesus came into this world, he saved mankind. To save mankind,
透过亚伯拉罕还有他的后裔来到世上。
He did so through Abraham and Abraham's descendants.
那在第五节里面呢，记载了两个女人。
In verse 5, it describes two women.
通常在族谱当中呢是不会记载女人的名字，就跟我们中国人的族谱也是一致的。
Normally, in genealogies, for example, the genealogies of Chinese, they will not write down the names of women.
因为在犹太的社会里面呢，男生就是丈夫，就代表他的家庭。
Also, in Jewish society, the men also represent, or the husband represent their families.
女人的名字就不纳进去。
So normally, the names of women would not be included.
但是这一节里面呢，记载了两个女人的名字。
However, in this verse, it records the names of two women.
这是撒门，这也说第撒门呢，就是从拉哈斯所生出来的，生波雅斯。
It says at first, Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab.
那个拉合就是住在耶利哥城里面的那个妓女。
Rahab was the prostitute who lived in the city of Jericho.
因为信心，凭着信就接待了两个探子。
Because of her faith, she was able to receive the two spies.
结果换来她自己被能够得到拯救，没有被灭。
Because of what she did, she was able to be saved.
竟然呢，她也在耶稣基督的族谱里面。
She appears in the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
是一个女人，是一个外邦人。
Even though she was a Gentile.
第二个女人呢，名字就是路德。
The second woman recorded here is Ruth.
因为这里说波阿斯呢，从路德氏那边生了俄比德。
It says here, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth.
俄比德就是大卫的祖父。
And Obed was the grandfather of David.
当然，主耶稣基督也是大卫的后代。
And of course, the Lord Jesus is one of the descendants of David.
这告诉我们，路德在整个救赎的历史当中，主耶稣的家谱里面占一个位置。
This all tells us that Ruth became a part of the genealogy of the Lord Jesus.
所以，当我们读路德记的时候，要抓住一个主题。
Therefore, when we read the book of Ruth, we should capture the following theme.
就是神的救赎。
The salvation of God.
神的救赎的计划超过人的种族的限制。
The salvation of God supersedes the boundaries of the ethnicities of men.
虽然路德是摩亚族的女子
，Even though Ruth was a Moabite woman.
按照摩西的律法，摩亚人是不可以、永不可入耶和华的会的。
And according to Mosaic law, Moabites shall never enter into the tabernacle of the Lord.
但是在神的新约的恩典当中
the assembly of the Lord, but in the grace of the New Testament.
主耶稣基督竟然这个新约的。主耶稣基督新约的这个先锋，他为我们建立救恩，竟然他自己本身从路德士所唱出来。
Because of the grace of the salvation in the New Testament of Lord Jesus, he himself, Jesus, came from the descendants of Ruth.
证明在新约里面救恩超过种族。
To testify that in the New Testament, salvation supersedes ethnic boundaries.
超过文化。
It supersedes culture.
神呐，就是使我们出来。
The Lord thus brings us out.
那为什么路德能够得到那么大的恩典？
Why did Ruth receive such a great grace?
当然了，她自己有很多值得我们学习的地方。
There are many aspects about her, of course, that we should learn from.
本身拉米去跟着她的丈夫去摩亚地本身是一个错误。
When Naomi went with her husband to the land of Moab, that was a mistake.
但是神有时候这是他的怜悯。
But God has His great mercies.
透过这个错误，也怜悯路德，把他拣选。
That through this mistake that was made, Ruth became saved.
那我们今天呢, 早上讲过, 从路德记,
this morning we talked about the relationship of marriage in the book of Ruth.
那下午我们来讲讲,
and this afternoon we will learn about the relationship between in-laws from the book of Ruth. Both of these relationships are important.
主耶稣救赎我们的灵魂,进天国,
When the Lord Jesus is saving us to enter the kingdom of heaven, but this is something that will happen in the future. But it is also not good for us if while we live in this world, we are always upset. For example, even if we believe in the Lord and we can enter into the kingdom of heaven, but if husband and wife here, we always fight every day, then how can we glorify the name of God? Therefore, this morning we talked about the relationship of spouses. And this afternoon we will talk about the relationship of in-laws from the book of Ruth. We do not speak as often about this relationship because this is a sensitive topic. Regardless of which culture we're talking about, the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is a difficult relationship.
很明显的中文字婆跟媳两个字都是有女人，但是呢，这个两个女人的位置不太一样。
In Chinese, the characters mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, these characters both contain the word woman, but their position is different.
一个家庭里面，就是以丈夫为主的话，他在上面有一个妈妈，在他旁边有一个太太。
In a family, if the husband is at the center, above him is a mother, and adjacent to him is his wife.
婆媳关系如果不好，做丈夫的会很痛苦。
If the mother and daughter-in-law relationship is not good, the husband will suffer a lot.
因为他被夹在中间，不晓得怎么办。
Because he will be in the middle, and he will not know what to do.
他不想违背他妈妈，也不敢违背他太太。
Does not want to disobey his mother, and he cannot disobey his wife.
当太太的也很辛苦。
It will be difficult for the wife.
因为她嫁到一个家庭里面。
Because she has married into a family.
什么都是重新要学习。
And she has to learn anew everything.
连适应她丈夫都来不及的时候，还要面对一个婆婆。
Even before she is able to get used to living with her husband, she has to understand this mother-in-law.
那这个压力很大。
And that produces a lot of pressure.
那对婆婆来说呢，这个也不好受。
It is also difficult for the mother-in-law.
因为她觉得这个儿子本来是我，什么都听我的。
Because she will feel that originally the son belonged to her and obeyed her.
结果她突然间说喜欢一个人，要跟他结婚。
But suddenly, he likes somebody and marries her.
本来儿子对你的专注跟爱跟孝顺，突然之间，他的心呢就跑到另外一个女人身上。
Then she realizes that originally the son's heart is with her, and suddenly after getting married, his son is with another woman.
有一些婆婆心里就不平衡啊，觉得孩子好像被人家抢走。
So some mothers-in-law feel uneasy about this. They feel like their son has been taken away from them.
以前都听我的话了，现在不听我的话。They
feel that the son used to listen to them, and now they don't.
这跟这个媳妇啊，好像有这种竞争的感觉。And
so it becomes like a competition between the mother and daughter-in-law.
或是对媳妇呢，会有一些颜色给她看。Or
she may also implicitly challenge the daughter-in-law.
以前的古代的社会呢，中国人有句话叫媳妇叫熬成婆。 媳妇好像熬汤一样，这个英文很难翻。
In ancient times, there was a saying that says the daughter-in-law's position is like being in a stew.
意思说呢，媳妇以前嫁到这个家庭里面被欺负，好像被熬汤一样。
Meaning, when the daughter-in-law marries into this family, it's as if she's put into a stew. She is being bullied the whole time.
被欺负是一定的，是已经心里准备好的了。
It's as if to be married into a family, a woman will certainly be bullied.
那过了很久了，到她老了，那熬好了，好像那个水变汤了，有味道了，她自己变婆婆，那她就去熬炼她的媳妇。
The saying goes that when this daughter-in-law has been in the stew for a long time, when she becomes old, she is like soup, and then it's her turn to put somebody else in the stew.
翻得很好，非常好，把那个汤的味道都翻出来了。So. 这个就是很多社会里面常常有重复的。 重复的这种现象。
This kind of manifestation occurs in many different cultures.
但是以前的媳妇熬成婆，现在呢？现在的媳妇不给你熬了，她直接就反抗。
But in the past, daughters-in-law would be willing to be put into the stew. But in modern times, they're not willing to do so.
那现在的女人有教育、有水平、有智慧、有工作、有赚钱，为什么要被你熬
？Because in modern times,
直接就反抗了。哇，她家里就上演这个肥皂剧。
Because in modern times, women have education, they have careers, they have statuses, so they're unwilling to be put into the stew.
那难道家庭的关系真的是一定要这样子吗？
But is this really what family relationship is like?
其实啊，在神的创造之下，如果每一个人都按照神的旨意去做的话，不应该是这样子。
In fact, if under the creation of God, if all of us do according to His instructions, then our lives would not be so.
所以从路德记里面你可以看到，婆婆跟媳妇都有要学习，都有值得我们。学习的地方，还有我们努力的地方。
From the book of Ruth, we see that both mother and daughter-in-law have to learn something and need to work towards improving themselves.
如果婆媳关系很好，家庭关系就很好。
If the mother and daughter-in-law have a good relationship, the family will have a good relationship.
那婆媳关系很好啊，那婚姻也会得到帮助，得到改善。
When the mother and daughter-in-law have a good relationship, the marriage will also be very good.
好，那么我们先来看看，从路德记当中啊。做婆婆的要学习什么？
First, from the book of Ruth, we will learn about what mother-in-laws need to learn.
Naomi 确实是一个很好的婆婆。
Naomi indeed is a wonderful mother-in-law.
我们看路德记的第一章。
Let's read Ruth chapter 1.
路德记的第一章啊，故事我就不重复了。这个时候，路德本身，这个Naomi本身已经是个寡妇了。
We will not repeat the story again, but by this time, Naomi was a widow.
她的丈夫死掉，她两个儿子死掉。
Her husband had died, her two sons also died.
她觉得留在这个摩亚地没有什么意思，她也想要回去她的地方。
She felt that it was meaningless for her to remain in the land of Moab, so she wanted to return to her homeland.
我们看她怎么对她的媳妇说话。
Let's see what she says to her daughters-in-law.
第八节。
Verse 8.
Naomi 对两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人一样，与我一样。”
Verse 8. And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me."
愿耶和华使你们个人在新夫家中得平安。于是拿米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭。
Verse 9. The Lord grant that you may find rest, each in the house of her husband. So she kissed them, and they lifted up their voices and wept.
这里可以让我们看到一点很重要的。
Here we see a very important point.
作为一个婆婆，作为一个长辈。
As the mother-in-law, as the elder.
Naomi 啊，她处处啊都是为她的媳妇来着想。
Naomi, in all respects, thought first about her daughters-in-law.
她跟他们两个媳妇，也就是两个寡妇，就说了：“你们回家去吧。”
She said to her daughters-in-law, "Go, return each to her mother's house."
愿神呢恩待你们。
May the Lord deal kindly with you.
这个婆婆直接主动叫他们说：“你们就回乡下，你不要跟着我。”
The mother-in-law proactively asked the daughters-in-law to go back to their homes.
如果Naomi 如果用自己的角度、自己的想法去安排事情的话
，If Naomi cared first about her own things,
她会尽量把这两个媳妇留在她身边。
Then she would try her best to keep the daughters-in-law with her.
因为她儿子两个儿子都已经死了
，Because both of her sons have died.
没有人照顾她了
，There is no one who could take care of her.
如果这两个媳妇都走了的话
，If the two daughters-in-law also leave,
她就更孤单，就更脆弱了。
Naomi would be even weaker, and she would be even more lonely.
但是她想的不是她自己。
But what she cared about was not herself.
她想的都是她媳妇们的这个的需要。
What she cared about was the needs of her daughters-in-law.
那一开始呢，两个媳妇不肯走。
In the beginning, the two daughters-in-law were unwilling to leave.
拉米还再催她走。
So Naomi again insisted that they leave.
第十一节
，Verse 11.
拉米就说：“我女儿们啊，回去吧，为何要跟着我去呢？我还能甚至做你们的丈夫吗？”
Verse 11. But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?"
我女儿啊，我呢，回去吧。我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。只是有，我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子吗？
Verse 12, turn back, my daughters, go, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband tonight and should also bear sons.
你们岂能等着他们长大呢？
13. Would you wait for them till they were grown?
你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢?
Would you refrain yourselves from having husbands?
我女们啊，你们不要这样子。
No, my daughters.
我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
For it grieves me very much for the sakes.For your sakes, that the Lord, hand of the Lord has gone out against me.
你看拿阿米讲的话，是从心里面讲出来的。
We can see, that when Naomi speaks, she speaks from the heart.
她不是嘴巴讲一套说啊，你们回去吧。这个她如果他们要回去的话，她就很不高兴。
She was not the kind of person who, said to tell them to go back. But if they really went back, she would be upset.
她讲话是从心里面讲出来。
Rather, she spoke from her heart.
你跟着我，你们跟着我没有前途啊。
She was telling them that they would have no future if they followed her.
不如你们赶快去嫁别人，趁着你们还年轻。
So it would be better for them to, go and find somebody else and marry them while they were young.
她没有想到我自己如果没人顾了怎么办。
She did not think about herself whether or not anyone would take care of her.
这个就是做婆婆的伟大。
This is, what makes a mother-in-law great.
当中有一个媳妇就真的就走了，就回去了。
Among the two daughters-in-law, one of them indeed left.
但是呢，就感动了。更感动了另外一个媳妇，就是路德，决定一定要留下来。
But her words, touched Ruth, the other daughter-in-law, who made the determination to stay with Naomi.
我们再来看第三章的第一节啊。
Let's read chapter 3, verse 1.
后来婆婆又跟媳妇讲话了。
Then Naomi again said to her mother, her daughter-in-law.
那时候他们已经回去，回到耶路撒，回到这个伯利恒。
At that time, Naomi and Ruth had returned to Bethlehem.
路第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找一个安身之所，使你享福吗？”
Verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?"
她每天都想到我这个媳妇怎么才可过得好一点。
Naomi thought every day about how to make her daughter-in-law's life better.
怎么可以找到她的幸福？
How she could help her daughter-in-law find blessing.
这个就是这个婆婆的伟大。
This is the greatness of Naomi, the mother-in-law.
为什么这个婆婆能够得到路德的心呢？常常跟随她。
Why was it that this mother-in-law was able to capture the heart of Ruth, so that Ruth wanted to follow her?
原因就是她选择先要去对这个媳妇好。
The reason, lies in the fact that Naomi made the decision first to be good to her daughter-in-law.
这个是非常重要的。
This is very important.
在两个人的关系里面，
in a relationship between two people,
不管是夫妻，不管是婆媳，或者是弟兄姐妹，
whether it's husband and wife, or between mother and daughter-in-law, or between brothers and sisters,
主耶稣给我们一个最高的指导原则。
The fundamental principle that the Lord gives us.
如果你觉得别人对你不好，怎么办？
Is, when somebody mistreats you, or you think somebody mistreats you,
或是你想别人对你更好，你要怎么做？
Or if you want somebody else to treat you better,
你不是去要求他。
Then what you should do is not require these things from other people.
你不是去教训他。
Not to teach them a lesson.
你也不要尝试去改变他。
Or to try to change the other person.
耶稣告诉你要怎么去做。
Rather, the Lord Jesus tells us.
马太福音第七章。
In Matthew chapter 7.
马太第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7,
第十二节
verse 12.
马太福音第七章十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
马太七章十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎么待你们，你们也要怎么样待人，因为这是律法和先知的道理。
Verse 12, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
主耶稣讲这句话已经两千年之前的事了。
The Lord Jesus said these words 2,000 years ago.
但是这个到今天还管用。
But these words are applicable today.
你想别人怎么对你。
Whatever you want others to do to you,
你先去怎么对人。
Do also to them.
婆媳关系是很复杂的，也是很敏感的，也是很难维持的。
The relationship between mother and daughter-in-law is very complicated and it is difficult to establish.
但是这里说婆婆有一个主导权，有一个选择。
But here it's telling us that the mother-in-law has the opportunity to make this decision.
婆婆是长辈啊，她地位比较高。
Because she is the elder, she has a higher status.
这个球在她的手上，要怎么发
？So the ball is in her hands. She can make the decision.
你怎么发去这个球？这个球就怎么打回来
？How she wants to.Initiate this relationship, and she will also receive.
如果你对你的媳妇很刻薄，很刻薄啊，很 stingy 啊，对她不好。
If the mother-in-law is very stingy towards the daughter-in-law,
小心一点啊！你老的时候，你需要她服侍的。
Then when the mother-in-law is older and needs the help of the daughter-in-law,
你怎么对她，有一天可能她也怎么对你。
then the daughter-in-law may also be stingy towards her.
但是这个拉米他知道说，我就是要对这两个媳妇好。
Naomi knew to be good to her daughter-in-law.
他心里面也不是想说啊，以后你要报答我怎么样？因为他是叫他们走了，叫他们你回去找自己的幸福了。
Actually, in her heart, she also wasn't thinking about how her daughters-in-law would treat her well in the future, because she was telling them to go, to leave her.
Naomi 的人就是希望别人好，希望别人得到好处和好处跟福气。
So Naomi just wanted these other people to be blessed, to live a better life.
所以感动了路德。
And this touched Ruth.
这个换来路德对她的爱，对她的忠诚，对她的跟随。
As a result, Ruth loved her, was faithful to her, and loyal to her.
所以不单只是婆媳的关系。
This is not just applicable to the relationship of in-laws.
任何的关系都是一样。
But in any relationship.
如果你觉得别人对你不够好。
If, for example, you think others are mistreating you.
其实你自己也没有做得很好。
Then perhaps you're not being very good to other people.
求主耶稣给你力量。
So then you should ask the Lord Jesus to give you strength.
改变你自己。
To change yourself.
处处为别人着想。
So that you're always thinking for the benefit of other people.
最近我在读这个保罗所说的爱的真谛啊。
Recently, I've been reading about love from the letter of Paul.
我们看哥林多前书第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书第十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
从第四节开始，这是非常有名的爱的真谛。
Starting from verse 4, it talks about this very, it is this very famous passage about love.
如果自己平常有空啊，真的要常读一下。
If we have time, we should read this passage frequently.
你跟别人关系不好啊，这个要读一下。
If our relationship with others are not good, we should read this passage.
或是你觉得别人不够爱你啊，自己要读一下。
Or when you feel like other people don't love you, you should read this verse.
第四节，爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy.
爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。
Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up.
第五节，不做害羞的事。
Love does not behave rudely.
第五节下半句都不求自己的益处啊。
Does not seek its own.
爱就是不求自己的益处。
Love does not seek its own.
爱不是说要求别人去爱你。
Love is not about asking other people to love us.
爱就是不求自己的益处。
Rather, love is not seeking our own.
要求你的益处。求你，求对方的益处。
We seek after the benefit of other people.
像婆婆就求媳妇的益处。
For example, the mother-in-law should seek after the benefit of the daughter-in-law.
有一个姐妹啊。
There was a sister.
跟她的媳妇关系很不好。
Who was, had a very bad relationship with her daughter-in-law.
也不是非常差，但是就是不好，有点冷漠，有点没有办法心连心的。
It was not very bad, but it was very cold between the two of them.
媳妇常想避开她。
So the daughter-in-law often wanted to get away from her.
那个姐妹就常常都很伤心。
So the mother-in-law was often very sad.
她常常祷告神。
She prayed to God.
我都那么爱她了。
She said, I love her so much.
我都给她很多东西了。
I give her so many things.
为什么她还不爱我？
So why doesn't she love me?
她常常祷告。
She often prayed.
有一次她去神训班。
So one time she went to the theological seminar.
为了自己跟媳妇的关系也祷告。
She prayed for her relationship with her daughter-in-law.
神就感动她。
And then God moved her.
让她听到一个声音。
To cause her to hear a voice.
神对她讲。
God said to her.
你的爱不够。
God said, "Your love is insufficient."
你的爱不够。
Your love is insufficient.
你的爱不够三次。
Your love is insufficient. The Lord said this three times.
她一开始听了很不同意。
In the beginning, when she heard these words, she disagreed.
我都已经爱她了，为什么还说我的爱不够？
She felt that she loved her daughter-in-law already. So why is it that her love is insufficient?
但是神讲了三次，一定有原因。
But there must be a reason why God said this to her three times.
她来反省自己。
So then she re-examined herself.
后来她知道了。
Then she realized
我的爱就是以我自己为出发点
that her love begins with her own benefit.
把我要的加注在别人身上
she puts on to others what she wants.
希望他怎么对我
she has certain wishes about how her daughter-in-law would treat her.
我没有真正的为他设想
but she realized that she did not really think for the benefit of her daughter-in-law.
所以她悔改。
So she repented. She changed her attitude. And then she saw that her daughter-in-law's attitude toward her also changed. So, as mothers-in-law, we should learn from Naomi.
做长辈的,
as the elder.
我们有这个责任。
We have the responsibility.
先包容下一代，先对他好。
To first accept the younger generation and treat them well.
把他当女儿一样。
To treat them like our own daughter.
再来你看这个拉米。
Then, if we continue to look at Naomi,
Naomi 也很会讲话。
We also see that she knew how to speak.
我们刚刚看过第一章第八节。
We read before chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节， Naomi 怎么说呢？
What did Naomi say in verse 8?
Naomi 对两个媳妇说，你们回娘家去吧，愿神的恩待你们。
Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you.
如果今天你看连续剧里面的这种，如果有这种事情发生，有一个婆婆死了，两个孩子，她会怎么说话？
Today, if you're watching a TV drama and you see a mother-in-law who has lost her two sons, what do you think she would say?
你可以想象一下，大概会这样讲。
You can imagine she would probably say the following.
我儿子就是娶了你们了，他死得早。
My son died because he married you.
跟你们这些人在一起哦，我这个家庭什么都没有了。
Because I have been with you, so my family has lost everything.
你们快走吧，不想看到你们。
So you should just go. I don't want to see you anymore.
这是人的这种本性，都很会这种怪责别人啊，或者是讲一些负面的话。
It is in human nature, to blame other people or to say negative things.
这拉米很有条件是可以讲这种话，因为她已经死了丈夫，又死了两个孩子。
And indeed, Naomi, had the right to say such things because she lost both her husband and her two sons.
但是她选择不讲这些话。
Yet she made the decision not to say these things.
她选择不怪责别人。
She decided not to blame anyone else.
也不做人身的攻击。
She also did not want to attack anyone.
反而她讲的是恩言啊。
Rather, she spoke words of grace.
她说愿神的恩待你们，好像你对待那个已经死了的人一样。
She says,The Lord deal kindly with you as you have dealt with the dead and with me.
你看，如果仔细看，拿美每次讲话都是充满了恩言。
If you read the words of Naomi, you can see that she always spoke with grace.
她看她每次跟她的那个媳妇讲话都是这样子。
Every time she spoke with her daughters-in-law, she spoke this way.
所以这种有带有恩典的味道的话语啊，会感化别人。
So the words that are accompanied by grace will touch people.
会让别人感受到神的爱。
It will cause other people to sense the love of God.
关系这样自然就会慢慢的好。
And therefore the relationship will become better.
这个是不单只是婆婆，我们每一个基督徒都要学习讲话要带着恩典。
This practice is not only for mothers-in-law, but in fact for all brothers and sisters, we should speak with grace.
我们看路加福音的第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, Luke chapter 4.
路加福音的第四章。
The book of Luke chapter 4.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
路加四章二十一节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 21.
路加四章二十一节。
Luke 4:21.
耶稣对他们说，今日的经节应验在你们耳中了。
21. And he began to say to them, Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
这个经节是什么经节呢？
What is the scripture?
就是第十八节以下的时候引用以赛亚书那个经节。
It is referring to the scripture from verses 18 to 19, which are recorded in the book of Isaiah.
然后众人听了之后呢，就很稀奇了，就称赞他口中所出的恩言。
Verse 22, so all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth.
主耶稣每次讲话都把恩典带出来。
Every time Jesus spoke, he spoke graciously.
那有时候他特别故意把经节引用，然后用解释，让把别人听到，就等于听到神的恩典。
Sometimes he would say certain scriptures from the Old Testament and then explain to them so that people can understand the grace.
当然我们今天人与人之间的生活的关系啊，每次开口讲话都是会影响将来的关系。
Today, in our interpersonal relationships, every time we open our mouths and speak, it affects those relationships.
如果你每次开口都是负面的、责骂的、批评的、论断的。
If every time when we open our mouths, our words are criticism and negativity.
那当然，你两个人的关系就会越来越疏离，越来越遥远。
Then our relationship with other people will deteriorate.
但是你每次都是开口讲正面的、鼓励的话。
But if we always speak positively and in words of encouragement,
两个人的心呢就会越来越在一起。
Then our heart with the heart of others will get closer and closer together.
神的恩是把我们连在一起的。
Because the grace of the Lord will bring us together.
有一次我听了一个见证。
I heard this testimony once.
家里有一次这个婆婆就跟媳妇讲。
There was a mother-in-law who said to her daughter-in-law.
他们两个一直在厨房煮饭。
While they were both cooking in the kitchen.
媳妇就帮忙。
While the daughter-in-law was helping her.
切菜。
She was cutting the vegetables.
婆婆就很不耐烦。
The mother-in-law was annoyed.
哎呀，你怎么连切菜都不会啊？
She said, why don't you even know how to cut vegetables?
切菜不是这样切的。
That is not how you cut vegetables.
哇，很不耐烦。
So she became very annoyed.
哇，每次都挑剔她这个媳妇。
She was always picking on her daughter-in-law.
那这个老姐妹的女儿有一天呢，就忍不住了。
So one day this daughter-in-law, could not hold, could not withstand this anymore.
就跟她妈妈讲。
So she said.
我说妈妈，她说妈妈，你不要老是批评。
She said, Mom, don't always criticize me.
啊，你切菜你切了几十年，你有你的方法。
You've been cutting vegetables for decades, so you have your own methods.
那她。 妈妈也教她妈妈的方法
But my mother has taught me
她的妈妈 这是她的sister-in-law
So the mother-in-law's own daughter said this to the mother-in-law saying that she has cut this way for decades but her sister-in-law which is originally from outside the family her mother taught her a different way
不同的切菜方法有什么关系 切出来炒出来的不是一样
So what's the big deal if they cut differently, the food comes out the same?
如果你每次都批评她,每次都这样就让她心里很难过。
But if you always criticize her, then she will be very sad.
你应该鼓励她。
You should encourage her.
你想想看,以后我如果嫁到别人家里,那个婆婆也这样对我,你会很心痛吗?
Imagine in the future if I marry into another family and the mother-in-law treated me this way, would you not feel very upset?
这个老姐妹听到她女儿这样提醒她,突然就也是有道理。
When this mother-in-law heard her own daughter say this to her, she thought that it was very reasonable.
好吧,那我就不要批评,不要老是挑剔她。
So she no longer picked on her daughter-in-law or criticized her.
反而讲话会鼓励她说,你这样已经做得很好啊,方法也可以哦。
Rather, she began to encourage the daughter-in-law and saying that what she was doing was also good.
媳妇的看到婆婆鼓励了,她就慢慢就打开她的心了,说,婆婆啊,那你懂得那么多东西,要不要也教我一点?
When the daughter-in-law saw that the mother-in-law was being so nice to her, she also opened her heart and asked for more teachings from the mother-in-law.
婆婆说,也没有啦,没有懂什么啦,但是你要学,我可以教你。
The mother-in-law said, I don't know anything, but if you really want to learn, I can teach you.
这个两个人的关系就改变了。
And therefore, the relationship between these two people improved.
我们千万不要少看这个嘴巴。
Therefore, we cannot understate the importance of our mouth.
你要好的关系就要天天讲恩言。
If we want to have a good relationship, then we should speak words of grace.
你讲神的恩典,神也会给他恩典。
When we speak graciously, God will also grant grace. We ourselves will receive grace.
还有呢,这个Naomi啊,真的是把路德当了她女儿。Also,
Naomi truly regarded Ruth as her own daughter.
我们看路德第三章的十八节。Let's
read Ruth chapter 3 verse 18.
三章的十八节。Ruth
chapter 3 verse 18.
婆婆说,女儿啊,你只管坐着等候,看这事怎么成就,因为那人今日不办成这事,必不休息。
Verse 18, then she said, sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out, for the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
这个时候已经到了一个关键的时候了。
This is the critical point.
到底波阿斯会不会娶这个路德?
The question here is whether or not Boaz would marry Ruth.
但是这个婆婆很有信心。
But the mother-in-law had great faith.
她一定会做这个事情。
She knew that Boaz would conclude this matter.
她用信心。
With her faith, Naomi encouraged her daughter-in-law to wait.
这个就是婆婆可以做到的事。These
are the things that the mother-in-law can do.
婆婆比较有人生的经验。The
mother-in-law have more extensive life experiences.
如果是在教会里面的话,婆婆也很有属灵的经验,也人生信仰经验都比较多。In
our church, mothers-in-law have more spiritual experiences and life experiences.
这里说婆婆,这个Naomi就跟 路德说,女儿啊,真的是把她当自己女儿一样,给她人生的经验来鼓励她。
Here, Naomi said to Ruth, sit still, my daughter. And she indeed encouraged her using her life experience.
好了,讲那么多婆婆呢,又要讲媳妇的。
said a lot of things about mothers-in-law, so now we will talk about daughters-in-law.
其实媳妇也很重要，一个东西，很多东西要学习。
There are many things that daughters-in-law need to learn as well.
我们看路德记看回来第一章。
Let's return to Ruth chapter 1.
这个路德啊，她被婆婆的爱感动。
Ruth was moved by the love of her mother-in-law.
也对神产生了信心。
And it caused her to have faith toward God.
决定她要这样孝顺婆婆，照顾婆婆一辈子。
She made the determination to take care of her mother-in-law for the rest of her life.
我们看一章的十六节。
Let's read Ruth chapter 1, verse 16.
路加一章，路德一章十六节。
Ruth 1:16.
一章十六节
Ruth 1:16
路德说不要催我回去不跟从你你往哪里去我也往哪里去你在哪里住宿我也在哪里住宿你的国就是我的国你的神就是我的神你在那里死后是我也在哪里死也葬在哪里除非是能使你我相离不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我
Verses 16 and 17. But Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. Forever, wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
你看那个路德真的是个孝顺的媳妇。
We can see how Ruth truly honored her mother-in-law.
如果今天每一个姐妹每一个当妻子的都有这个心来孝顺婆婆
If every sister, every wife has this kind of heart to honor the mother-in-law
家庭一定很美好
Then all of our families would be very wonderful
那为什么路德会那么孝顺婆婆呢
Why was Ruth so honored her mother-in-law so much
因为她在她的婆婆身上看到神
It was because she saw God in her mother-in-law
她本来是个摩亚女子，是个外邦女子，本来不认识耶和华的。
Originally, she was a Gentile Moabite woman who did not know the Lord.
但是她看到婆婆的表现。
But because she saw the actions of her mother-in-law,
看到婆婆的忠对神的忠诚。
She saw the faithfulness toward God in her mother-in-law.
看到婆婆的爱。
She saw her love.
看到婆婆的耐心忍耐。
She saw her mother-in-law's patience.
所以她决定一定要对婆婆很好。
So she made the determination to be good to her mother-in-law.
一定要孝顺婆婆。
To honor her.
所以接下来的故事看下来，你看到路德表现得非常好。
So if we continue to read, we can see that Ruth treated her mother-in-law very well.
她很主动地去服侍婆婆。
She proactively sought to serve her mother-in-law.
路德记第二章啊。
Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章。
Ruth chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
当他们回到这个伯利恒的时候。
When they returned to Bethlehem.
第二章的第二节。
In chapter 2 verse 2.
摩亚女子路德就对拿俄米说容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说女儿你只管去。
Verse 2, so Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter.
你看那个Naomi那个路德也没有说因为婆婆很疼她她就很懒惰。
Ruth did not become lazy because her mother-in-law treated her well.
她知道婆婆年纪大不能做粗重的事情。
Rather, she knew that her mother-in-law was old in age and could not do heavy work.
我跟着婆婆回去就是要服侍婆婆的。
So she knew that when she made the determination to follow Naomi, she would be the one doing work.
所以辛苦的工作我来做她自己跟婆婆说我去捡在地上的麦穗来喂养你。
So Ruth proactively told her mother-in-law that she will go to the field and glean heads of grain.
大家可以看到这个图画吗我们今天画出来一个什么图画
We can see this picture in front of us.
婆婆很爱媳妇。
The mother-in-law loves the daughter-in-law.
媳妇很孝顺婆婆。
The daughter-in-law honored her mother-in-law.
婆婆又继续爱媳妇。
And the mother-in-law loved her more.
媳妇就更爱婆婆。
So the daughter-in-law also loved the mother-in-law even more.
不但是嘴巴说爱，现在真的是去服侍她。
Not only with her mouth does she love her, but rather she served her.
然后婆婆又特别为媳妇来打算，将来她的幸福在哪里，要替她着想。
And the mother-in-law even cared about the future of her daughter-in-law and where she would go.
这个年轻的媳妇呢，就更尊重婆婆。
As a result, the young daughter-in-law respected the mother-in-law even more.
婆婆跟她讲的，她一定按着去做。
Everything that the mother-in-law told her to do, she did.
婆婆是 以色列人他是对律法比较了解，就跟着他的做的没错了。
Because the mother-in-law was an Israelite who knew the laws of Israel, so as long as Ruth did according to her mother-in-law's instruction, she would be fine.
她对伯伯很信任。
She trusted her mother-in-law.
结果故事的缘。的后来就是一个完美的结局。
And we can see that the conclusion of this story is very wonderful.
就是路德的啊，因为听了婆婆的话，得到这个美满的婚姻，也因为神的安排。
Because Ruth listened to her mother-in-law completely, so she gained a very wonderful marriage.
今天现代人的最大的困难是什么
？What is the most difficult matter for people today？
现代人最大的困难是很难谦卑下来。
The most challenging thing for people today is to become humble.
很难谦卑，所以很难顺服。
Because we find it difficult to be humble, so we find it difficult to submit.
很难谦卑，所以很难得到神的恩典。
Because we find it difficult to be humble, so it is difficult for us to receive grace from God.
怀疑。
We doubt.
会争论。
We argue.
然后呢，会有自己的想法。
We have our own thoughts.
尤其是现代人，因为女生啊，已经受教育了。
Today, because many women are highly educated,
有自己的想法。
They have their independent thinking.
工作上有自己的一片天了。
They have their own careers and success.
教会里面呢，也协助圣工了。
And in church, they assist with holy work.
要现在的姐妹们啊，妻子们啊，要尊重婆婆，要顺服丈夫。这个对一般姐妹来说，好像哇，这个很难。为什么我顺服？我比较聪明，为什么顺服
？So if you ask, a sister today to submit to their husband or respect their mother-in-law, it is difficult because they're so knowledgeable and educated. They feel unease about being submissive.
为什么我要服侍你，而不是你服侍我
？They ask, why is it that I'm serving you and not you serving me?
当然了，这样争论下去啊，也不会有一个答案。
But if you actually argue this way, there will not be an end result.
但是你看圣经里面告诉我们的方法。
The Bible prescribes a better method.
无论你多聪明。
The method is that no matter how intelligent you are,
当媳妇的。
If you are a daughter-in-law,
我们对婆婆有一个尊重。
You need to respect your mother-in-law.
对丈夫有一个尊重。
You need to respect your husband.
这个是神对我们最基本的要求。
This is the most fundamental requirement from God.
所以当路德。
If we look at Ruth,
她整个过程当中，她就是对神的信靠。
We can see that she relied on God throughout the entire process.
然后对婆婆的这个尊重跟她的安排也信任。
She also trusted in the arrangement of her mother-in-law, and she respected her mother-in-law.
结果蒙到神很大的福气。
As a result, Ruth was greatly blessed by God.
所以我们今天当媳妇的，婆婆爱我们，我们自己也要晓得要感受这个恩典。
So as daughters-in-law today, if our mothers-in-law love us, we need to know it, and we need to know that this is a great grace.
不能自我中心。
We cannot be self-centered.
不能只有强调自己。
We cannot only emphasize our own opinions.
因为爱也是不求自己的益处啊。
Because love is not self-seeking.
所以我们看这个路德记里面，真的是把爱的故事写得非常美满。
So when we look at the book of Ruth, we can see that its description of love is very complete.
我们看这个故事的结局。
When we look at the ending of the story,
第四章的十三节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 13.
四章的十三节。
Ruth chapter 4, verse 13.
路德记四章十三节。
Ruth 4:13.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。十四节。
14.
妇人们对拿阿米说：“耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你无使你无至亲的亲属。”愿这孩子在以色列中得名声。第十五节。
15.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的劳，因为是爱慕你的那儿妇所生的。有这儿妇，比七个儿子还好。
Verses 13-15. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a close relative, and may his name be famous in Israel. And may he be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is better to you than seven sons, has borne him.
你看，这个就是故事完美的结局。
This is the wonderful conclusion of the matter.
就是说，路德因为跟着拿阿米回去的，他再得到一个新的家庭，
得
到神的祝福。
Because Ruth went back to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law, so she gained a new family and she was blessed by God.
因为她信任她婆婆，听她婆婆的话，相信真神的安排。
She trusted in her mother-in-law and trusted in her words and and relied on the arrangement of the Lord.
那拿米呢？ 也从一个孤单的一个人什么都没有，变成说又有一个家庭。
For Naomi, also the same. She went from having nothing to gaining a new family.
还可以成为后来啊，当然他们当时不知道，后来还成为主耶稣的祖先。
Although they did not know it at the time, they both became the ancestors of the Lord Jesus.
那这个恩典是从哪里来的呢？
But where did all of this grace come from?
从一对好的婆媳关系衍生出来的。
It all came from a very good relationship between mother and daughter-in-law.
如果他们当时候的关系很恶劣，绝对不会有以下的故事。
If they had a negative relationship at the time, then the story that we read would not have existed.
他们就各走各路了。Because
then they would have taken separate ways.
所以当时他们两个的关系很好。
But the relationship was very good.
婆婆爱媳妇。
The mother-in-law loved her daughter-in-law.
处处为她设想。
She always thought about the benefit of her daughter-in-law.
爱她好像爱自己女儿一样。
She loved Ruth as if she was her own daughter.
媳妇圣经说也爱慕婆婆。
The daughter-in-law also loved the mother-in-law.
这种爱很大。
And it was a great love.
别人说啊，有这个媳妇比七个儿子还好。
Other women said that having this daughter-in-law is better than having seven sons.
我们多伦多很多弟兄姐妹啊，生蛮多的。
We have many brothers and sisters in Toronto, and we have given birth to many kids.
很多家庭都生很多男生啊。
And many of our kids are boys.
别人讲啊，你这个媳妇啊，可以超过七个儿子。
So other people may say your daughter-in-law can be better than seven sons.
我们在座有没有人生七个男生？
Is there anyone here who's had seven sons?
我还没有知道在正教会里面有生七个男的。
I don't know any families in the religious church that has seven sons.
但是别人说，不是他自己说，别人说你这个媳妇啊，超过你七个儿子。
So other women said to Naomi, "Your daughter-in-law who loves you is better to you than seven sons."
我们生儿子的没有生到女儿的，就是希望以后碰到这样的媳妇了，对不对？
If we only have sons and don't have any daughters, 就是, then in the future we hope that we will have such daughters-in-law.
一个好媳妇打败七个儿子。
Because one good daughter-in-law is better than seven sons.
对，我们现在姐妹们啊，如果你生下有一些女生的话，请你好好训练她们。
So today, if our sisters have given birth to a daughter, we should train them well.
如果你的女儿训练得好，也要嫁过去别人了，哇，你的婆婆说，哇，有了这个媳妇啊，超过我好几个儿子，儿子都没有那么孝顺，你这个媳妇啊比较好。
So that in the future, when your daughter grows up and gets married, her mother-in-law will say that this daughter-in-law is better to me than seven sons.
好，那我们只有儿子的这个父母家长每天都要祷告，希望娶到好的媳妇，孝顺的像路德这样。
For those of us who only have sons, we should pray every day for future daughters-in-law who are just like Ruth.
但是这样祷告是不够的。
But this is not enough.
神会说，你不如祷告你自己成为一个好的婆婆、好的公公。
God will tell us to pray to be good fathers and mothers-in-law. Because if you're able to be a good father or mother-in-law, then you can have a daughter-in-law like Ruth. So we need to ask God to change ourselves. Let's sing hymn 379.